1620 94.5 WTAW. College Station City Council members continue to discuss where to build more youth ball fields. Summary of public input was shared during December's council meeting. Mayor John Nichols brought up the recent decision to stop building ball fields at what's now Southeast Park due to soil conditions.
Ultimately, we're really going to be developing a park and separately baseball fields, whereas before we're going to develop baseball fields in a park. So now we may have some financial considerations we have to address in order to get all of that done.
Councilman Bob Yancey joining those who submitted public comments to build additional fields near current facilities.
From a economic development perspective, from a tourism perspective, that a complex is something that, you know, where all the kids and parents are co-located. Otherwise, I would imagine that would be a logistical nightmare.
Councilman Dennis Maloney, who attended some of the public meetings, heard some discussion about adding fields on the east side of Veterans Park and beyond.
Unless we could buy the old Texas Instruments lot over there at the university, if they wanted to sell it, that would be a great way to expand Veterans Park.
City Manager Brian Wood said adding more ball fields at Veterans Park would require more parking and infrastructure.
You have to look at what would we need to do, or what are we capable of doing at Veterans, and then what would we need to do, or what were we capable to do somewhere else from a cost perspective, and then look at that and say, is the opportunity cost worth it? And if not, then you're going to be limited on, you know, maybe this site and have to build somewhere new.
Public comments also included improving existing fields and providing more practice space. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.